Hampshire College has begun constructing the largest campus solar power array in New England. It's an ambitious project that is part of the small liberal arts college's plan to someday have a carbon-neutral campus. The project will put 15,000 solar panels on two fields on the campus, covering about 19 acres, to generate 4.7 megawatts of electricity. The project includes a battery storage system. Because there will be excess power to return to the grid, Hampshire College will be able to boast that 100% of its electricity will come from renewable energy.
So it kind of raises the question, why not? If you can do this in snow country in western Massachusetts, why shouldn't we be doing this?
Hampshire College President Jonathan Lash, at a groundbreaking ceremony for the project Thursday, said the campus community is extremely proud of its commitment to renewable energy and to educating its students about sustainability.
We feel some moral obligation since we're part of the North American economy that's been a major contributor to global climate change, to do our part in reducing emissions. And that's something that matters to our faculty, our students, our alumni.
Lash said the college first looked at putting in a large solar array 4 years ago, but the cost was prohibitive. Since then, solar panels have become much cheaper and more efficient. After deciding finally to pursue a solar project, it took 2 years to plan, obtain the necessary permits, and negotiate contracts.
This has been an incredible experience for me. I had spent my last 15 years beating my head against brick walls in Washington trying to get politicians to address climate change. And here I'm at this little poorly resourced college in western New England, and we're able to just do it. That feels really good.
The solar power project is being built and will be operated by SolarCity. The college will purchase electricity from SolarCity at a fixed rate, which at current electricity prices is estimated to save the college $400,000 annually, according to Lash. SolarCity senior project manager Miles Hovis said the college is taking a bold step.
It's rare that you find an institution that walks the walk to the extent that Hampshire has, in addition to talking the talk about sustainability and environmental justice. I've been really impressed with the way they've been focused on it and sort of the initiative they put behind it.
Hovis would not comment on the cost of the project. Officials said it would not be possible without solar renewable energy credits from the Massachusetts Department of Energy Resources. The credits were created to help Massachusetts reach emission reduction targets required under a 2008 law.
Each of these projects is incremental to reaching those goals, and this is a big increment.
The towns of Amherst and Hadley will both receive payments in lieu of taxes for the solar project. Shelvaniah Gabriel, a Hampshire College staff member who served on the planning committee for the project, said there was some concern about putting solar panels on agricultural land.
So what we're doing is not taking it away. It's more like a crop rotation, if you will, because it's 20 years. And, you know, after that point, if not even within that 20 years, we can always revert it back, depending on what the needs of the college are.
College scientists and students plan to study the impact the solar power project has on the land. Construction of the project is expected to be completed by the end of the year. This is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.